Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the big weather story this week will be the big temperature changes and fluctuations going from early this week, spring-like, to more winter-like by the end of the week. And during that transition, there'll be some rain as well. We had a little bit over the weekend, what pretty much as expected. A nice Saturday, showers late yesterday into last night. A nice little watering for our lawns, although the amounts were not all that great, especially south of Interstate 10, but at least some moisture. And today, a lot of leftover cloud covers. That disturbance moves away. May even have a little drizzle or a few sprinkles around this morning. Doesn't look like anything too significant. Temperatures several degrees above average by late in the day, reaching the low 70s. Some people have today off, of course, with it being President's Day, a holiday. So a day where if you wanted to head to the beach, you might want to wear a sweatshirt and shorts, but it'd be okay. Reaching the mid to upper 60s at the beach is a little bit of a wind off that cool Atlantic. And then we are looking at a better chance for a few showers tomorrow into Wednesday with higher humidity, but the temperatures stay warm. We'll be near 80 tomorrow afternoon and in the mid to upper 70s on Wednesday. Scattered showers both days, but also plenty of dry hours. And then a better chance for more widespread and persistent rain on Thursday, and that's the day of transition this week to the cooler temperatures. It'll become breezy. The winds will be off the Atlantic. We'll only be in the 60s. The beaches will likely fall into the 50s during the day, and that will end up being a cold end of the work week then. Still quite a bit of cloud cover Friday, although it looks like most of the rain shifts south of the area. We'll have temperatures that only reach the 50s during the day Friday, with winds gusting up to 20 and 25 miles per hour. So that'll be quite a change as we head toward the end of the week, and we get some much-needed rain on and off at times this week, although the overall total amounts don't look to be all that great for the most part. Generally, a quarter to a half inch this week with a few isolated spots, perhaps managing an inch of rain. Once again, in summary for this week, a mild start. The rain pushing away today for the most part. Some drizzle or a few sprinkles this morning. We reached the low 70s this afternoon. Then warm for a couple of days tomorrow and Wednesday, and with higher humidity, even some scattered showers at times. Thursday, a strong cold front moves through with some rain and cooler temperatures, leading to a very chilly end of the work week on Friday with highs only in the 50s. By the way, our oak pollen continues. It is at its peak right now, however, and while that's unseasonably early by at least a good month, it's good news. We'll be done with the oak pollen season more than likely by the early part of March. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.